is Local Views, and this is really the third time in December, Aught 8. Sometimes really important things happen, but they don't make especially compelling news stories. And sometimes trivial things happen which rivet people to their media of choice. No doubt the symbolism is much more interesting and entertaining than the details. The Blagojevich story was just breaking at this time last week, and I was still trying to read between the lines. Early reports said a wiretap had caught him saying something to the effect that the vacant Senate seat was a valuable commodity not to be given away for nothing. Indeed, the needle on my flimsy evidence meter jumped into the red. For this guy to be truly on the take, he had to be talking about a straightforward retail transaction, quid pro quo, tit for tat, the money for the job in no uncertain terms, but that's not what he said. He could just as easily have been talking about an intention to appoint someone he could expect to vote as he would vote on any or all issues that might come before the U.S. Senate, or someone who promises to swing a lot of votes the governor's way, and if so, this wiretap blockbuster might be nothing but the legitimate practice of politics as we know and expect it to be. In the ensuing week, a few more fragments of information have trickled out, but mostly just background in support of the general notion that Blagojevich is arrogant and sleazy. If the prosecutor has any solid evidence of criminal conduct, he's not telling about it, and in fact, the prosecutor has demonstrated his own enthusiastic taste for the media spotlight. While I was chewing this alternative take on the story, Willie Brown wrote the same observations on Sunday. He said that if the governor is bargaining for political gain, not financial gain, he should stay and fight. If the U.S. attorney wants to make the charges stick, he needs a lot more than a tape of a couple of guys sitting around and talking. Brown drew on the current news for a comparison. If Caroline Kennedy goes to Governor Patterson and says, "I'd like Hillary's Senate seat, I can raise a lot of campaign money and some of it will come your way," no one accuses Patterson of seeking a bribe. Another commentator, noting the story that Blagojevich tried unsuccessfully to strong-arm a change in the Chicago Tribune's editorial policy, suggested some vague connection with the Tribune Company's bankruptcy announcement at the same time. And the criminal complaint against Blagojevich says that he approached an unnamed Obama associate to ask for help raising a few million bucks for a nonprofit organization. That might prove a little uncomfortable for Obama, but it's hardly the material from which indictments are built. Everything about this story so far begs for the cliché, show me the money. Caroline Kennedy wants to be a senator and Dianne Feinstein doesn't want to be a governor. These stories, thankfully, are being reported with little or no reference to gender. Women still are underrepresented in the halls of political power, but we can credit Hillary Clinton with shoveling a lot of dirt on the notion that women can't win the big ones, even though she failed to win the big one. Thanks to Clinton, Caroline can just step right around the gender question and into the Senate, just as Obama danced on the grave of the race question. And the story of the week was the pure symbolism of an airborne pair of cheap loafers. The bushwhacker may be a dog in the Middle East, but he showed agility and quick reflexes under well-aimed enemy fire. Conservative journalists in this country are rolling their eyes now. Just when they were set to get out of the bush years with a shred of false dignity, they have to watch helplessly while the internet turns the barefoot boy of Baghdad into an international folk hero. Muslim societies are known to be harsh and humorless in administering criminal justice, but the puppet government of Iraq will find it difficult to dish out penance and punishment in this case while the whole world is raising a collective fist in the air and shouting, right on. That is Local Views for this week. This is Mark Stannert reminding you again that this commentary isn't necessarily right on for KVMR, its management, staff, or contributors. Email mark@calopy.com.